You know, though, I was thinking about this driving home last night. You know, wouldn't it be great if we could get Ronald Reagan's take on this nationalized health care plans? I've got a few questions I'd like to ask Dutch.
President Reagan, what do you make of the president's rush to reform health care in the U.S.?
One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine.
But most people would agree there needs to be some type of reform. How do you see this?
The American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it.
And they'd vote against it because perhaps they smell something fishy?
It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it.
President Reagan, it seems more and more people are against this health care reform, so-called. The town hall meetings are full of passion from the citizens, but the elected officials just don't seem to get it.
The advocates of this bill, when you try to oppose it, challenge you on an emotional basis. They say, what would you do, throw these poor old people out to die with no medical attention? That's ridiculous, and of course, no one has advocated it.
So what do you think they're really up to?
I think we could be excused for believing that this was simply an excuse to bring about what they wanted all the time, socialized medicine.
Most people know there are problems, but the polls consistently show the majority of Americans are happy with their current health care.
The relationship between patient and doctor in this country is something to be envied anyplace. The privacy, the care that is given to a person, the right to choose a doctor, the right to go from one doctor to the other.
But Obama says all that will remain the same.
A doctor would be reluctant to say this. Well, like you, I'm only a patient, so I can say it in his behalf. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. First, you decide that the doctor can have so many patients, they're equally divided among the various doctors by the government. But then the doctors aren't equally divided geographically. So a doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. And from here, it's only a short step to dictating where he will go. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods, determine his employment. From here, it's a short step to all the rest of socialism, to determining his pay, and pretty soon, your son won't decide when he's in school where he will go or what he will do for a living. He will wait for the government to tell him where he will go to work and what he will do.
We miss you, President Reagan. Before we end this interview, do you have a message for my listeners?
The key issue is we do not want socialized medicine. Governments don't tax to get the money they need. Governments will always find a need for the money they get. And that you demand the continuation of our traditional free enterprise system. The only way we can do it is by writing to our congressman, even if we believe that he's on our side to begin with, write to strengthen his hand, give him the ability to stand before his colleagues in Congress and say, I have heard from my constituents and this is what they want. Write those letters now, call your friends and tell them to write them. If you don't, this program, I promise you, will pass just as surely as the sun will come up tomorrow. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism. And if you don't do this, one of these days you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Thank you, Dutch.